Don't you have some funny cold openings, Teddy?
Well, the gym one wasn't that funny, but what was the other one I wanted to talk to you about? Do you remember?
I don't know. You said you had three.
I know, but they're so far up in our conversation that I don't want to scroll and take a minute.
Well, usually it's something about traffic. Elena,
you didn't really give me
Elena giving you the business or like work.
I don't get the business from Elena.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's been that long, huh?
Yeah, you seemed a little off lately.
Me?
Yeah.
False.
Seemed a little tense.
I'm always chipper.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nerd 2 Podcast. I am Bo Oliver, joined today by Aaron, the Nerd 2 Monkey, and Teddy, and we are back for another episode of the Nerd 2 Podcast.
We should start putting claps and stuff, like edits.
No.
And just, why?
It's weird.
Well, can I finish the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're still going?
Yeah. You can listen to this podcast at Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify as well, Pandora in like 4 to 6 weeks, even though we've been saying that for 4 to 6 weeks.
No, well, I thought you finished because you stopped and looked at me.
Am I getting booed for no Pandora?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. And send us your fan questions at nerdsoup4u@gmail.com. Follow us on all the social medias at nerdsoup, or sometimes it's nerdsoup4u. I don't know. Nerdsoup Monkey, Teddy Nerdsoup, mm-hmm. Anthony JQ Nash, Purple Girl NS. The Nerd 2 Podcast. We got a lot of stories in the world of movies, TV, video games.
Yep. Can we start?
Actually, not
music?
A lot of stories.
Do you listen to the podcast?
What? No, I mean
have
actual
some sound effects.
No, I mean like actual songs. Like, can we like intro songs, like Crazy Train or something?
Oh, can you hit up Ozzy and see if we can get the rights?
Yeah, well, if you play like a 10-second clip, we're gonna get shit for that.
Yeah,
that's corny.
They usually say it's 10 to 15, but for music, it's especially YouTube. I mean, the podcasts don't go up on YouTube. Shout out to people who didn't know. But their rules have gotten very strict, where if you're playing a song in the background, like if someone's listening to a radio in the background of your video playing a song, that can get copyrighted.
That's just irresponsible, though, if you're doing that.
Okay. I don't know where you stand at any given point.
What do you mean?
I feel like you would be like...
Because that's supposed to be something that, oh, that's too far. But you're like, no, you should just know the
rules.
Yeah,
you called Ozzy.
No, I'm saying it is too... No, I'm
that's
saying...
That's like, oh, you gotta
you're
be
irresponsible
than that.
If you have someone in the background listening to music during your video.
It's corny that Ozzy won't let us use the CD quality version.
But if you're like, but if you're like streaming and you want to play music while you're streaming...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that corny?
Well, you didn't put it like that.
Well, the other day, Ninth Wonder was doing a set on his IG Live. And he was using music that's licensed to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not music that he owns. And sometimes IG Live does shut that down. But that's his artistry, him being a DJ, him taking these old records and mixing and mashing them. And can you really copyright that, you know? That's why fair use, it does get tricky.
Never understand that, man. We're promoting your product.
Well, that kid,
it's not like we're abusing it either.
Ideas of Ice and Fire YouTube channel, he was on Twitter the other day talking about how Warner Brothers took down one of his videos where it was just him talking about the Dune trailer.
Really?
And they flagged it.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, what the fuck?
Well, that was happening with Last of Us, too,
yeah,
right?
People but I think that's because maybe...
They don't want leaks for the trailer?
It officially didn't come out yet. And it's a trailer. I mean, you're not spoiling... You're spoiling a trailer, I guess. But yeah, if you're not just showing footage, I guess... I mean, like, if you're just ripping, like, The Dark Knight, putting it online, yeah, get copyrighted. But if I'm talking about The Dark Knight and I play a clip, I think that should be allowed to be done. So.
Well, music, Star Wars music is the worst. We just got our A New Hope copyright flagged.
Really?
Dispute denied.
I wasn't on it, so hopefully it gets taken down.
That was you?
I shut it up.
Writing into John Williams. Don't let up. Don't let up. That's your piece.
Shut him down.
That's your music. First story here. You guys want to just go to the first story?
Yeah.
I guess it will be the James Bond No Time to Die trailer. Did you get a chance to watch this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What'd you think?
I love it. The action looks fucking slick, dude. I'm so pumped for this movie.
I like that word. Slick.
Slick.
Sleek as well.
It's so smooth, man. Daniel Craig just like looks like James Bond. He embodies James Bond.
Well, not a lot of people thought that in the beginning.
I know. That is so funny how in the beginning everyone hated this casting. Too small.
Really?
Yeah.
Blonde hair.
I like the blonde, man. It's a beachy vibe, you know?
Yeah, it's like James Bond. I can do some missions, but
yeah, exactly.
I can hang out at the beach for a little.
Yeah,
I can kick him back a little bit.
He's got that iconic shot of him walking out of the ocean. He's got the washboard abs, so that's how they knew. That's how they got us. We're like, okay.
It's kind of cool, though. I mean, when was this movie supposed to come out? November? Or was that when it got delayed? Now it's next year, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, now that we're getting these trailers, kind of with the sense that, you know, we're eventually going to see this, because I think New Jersey just opened, so hopefully we're soon right after that. And Connecticut's open for Tenet, so hopefully they just keep...
Oh, is it? Should we take a ride down there?
Haha.
Are you guys looking forward to that?
No.
I'm not either.
No, I'm already thinking of excuses to back out.
I almost backed out today.
Why?
I could possibly back out by tonight, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that drive sucks, man.
Yeah,
that's a seven-hour day.
Unless I'm getting a dog.
It's not a seven-hour day.
It literally is. We're leaving at...
Might be an eight-hour day.
We're leaving at 12. Because movie starts at...
There's going to be one stop. You know, someone's going to say... Teddy's going to say Burger King.
I'm not going to say that.
It's an hour Chick-fil-A. And a half.
It's an hour and a half there and back. Not giving traffic. So it's at least 2 hours there and back.
No, I included traffic.
You included traffic?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So that's 3 hours.
It's Sunday. What traffic are you going to hit
it's
on
at least,
Sunday?
Was it a two-hour movie?
You're going to hit the Sunday drivers.
Movie's not going to start till 4. So now we're at 6 o'clock from the movie.
And the movie's going to stink, apparently.
Oh, man. You're
now Teddy wants to go.
No, I want to back out.
Oh, I'm making you even more worried? Yeah. That would suck, right? That drive back.
Well, you sold me for the ticket.
Music was good.
Yeah, I was going to give you gas money. No, I got cash for you in the car.
Thanks.
Yeah, No Time to Die. Does look very sleek. Looks very good. The thing with James Bond trailers, I don't know what your point was about the release, but I'm sure we'll never get back to it. They always look good. So you can get catfished by the James Bond trailer. Because Spectre looked great. And I like Spectre more than other people, but it was a step down from Skyfall. And that's the thing. These movies, they always look fantastic. They've really captured what it means to be a Bond movie. In terms of the scale and the sets and the colors.
Lashana Lynch looks like a badass. All the girls in there look like badasses. A lot of hot girls with fucking shooting guns. Sick.
Hell yeah. yeah. Amen to that. Hot girls shooting guns. That's sick. Well, the Bond women have always kicked ass. They've always fought back and they've always been clever in their own ways. And they've always challenged James, obviously, and banged him a lot. But I don't know. It looks like he's got the relationship with the character. I forget the character's name. I also forget the actress's name from the last film.
The blonde chick?
Yes, the blonde chick. Right. That could be her name in the James Bond
the blonde
franchise.
Chick, yeah.
I mean, you got Pussy Galore.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's interesting. I mean, James Bond, they kind of tried to do that with Eva Green's character in Casino Royale, where he was going to settle down. And it looks like he has settled down, but the world is ramped back up. And, mm-hmm. You know, just when Jaring he thinks he's out. Just when he thinks he's out.
It never works settling down in these action franchises.
No,
look at Ethan Hunt. He tried it like twice already. It didn't work out. James Bond. John Wick just got a dog, you know? They couldn't even let him do that.
I mean, his wife was killed, yeah.
And, well, yeah, and but...
No, but I'm saying, yeah. Talk about settling down. Mm-hmm. You settle down so much, you have no family. Just the dog, and yeah, they still brought him back. I dream of being that character that was a scientist or a secret agent, and I gave up that life.
You have to go back.
And they come and get me.
It's going to be that, like, you
we
know,
need you.
Yeah,
the soup's going to end, and like, there's going to be no podcast, and then someone's going to give you a call.
And then you come in, like, get debriefed, and like, I just figured this out.
40 years from now, Bo, Ben Affleck's coming back as Batman again. Like, I gave up that life a long time ago.
Ben Affleck's been dead for 10 years. What are you talking about?
I'm holding my Rode microphone.
I saw a video of on YouTube like of a stream. There's a guy playing Call of Duty, and when you get bounties in Warzone to kill, and you get money. And one of the bounties was John Wick's dog. That was the guy's gamer tag.
That's pretty funny. But also sad. Rest in peace. Have you seen John Wick yet?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen the new one, but I've seen, what is it, two? There's two of them, right?
Yeah, there's yeah. There's three.
Well, I didn't see the third
Watch
one.
Watch Mission Impossible, please.
Mission Impossible or James Bond? If I want to start a franchise right now, tonight.
I guess Bond might be more relevant right now because the new one's coming out.
Yeah.
There is a story about, did you hear this? Tom Cruise renting the cruise ship. He rented a $500,000 cruise ship. You guys are so goddamn immature. I guess it's, yeah, the Tom Cruise cruise ship.
Come on.
He did rent a cruise ship to house...
Did he call it the cruise ship?
...the cast and staff of his movie for Mission Impossible 7, because he wants to keep them separated from the general population. So he said, let me rent this boat.
didn't that Mission Impossible come out like a year ago?
Mission Impossible 7?
Yeah.
No, that was 6. I thought last one was 7, too. I thought, wait a minute. What's going on here? Is this an old story?
He's going to rent it out so we can...
They are currently filming, yes. So he rented out this giant water vehicle, transportation.
I was focused on that, and I thought you said he rented out the boat to play the new Mission Impossible for his, like, the cruise ship members.
Oh, okay.
Like, why? Came out like a year ago. But now it all makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get into these movies one day, but I've never
watched. Well, you have to watch them.
Wait, you don't want to get into James Bond?
You usually have to watch them to get into them. Usually have to watch them from start to beginning. The modern ones, there's five of them. This is going to be his fifth one. You don't have to go back and watch Dr. No.
I'm actually excited to watch this franchise. I'm going to get back onto it.
Ah, I thought you liked movies.
I do.
Oh, you said
I like films?
Let's move on to a story that that deeply impacted us. News today that Robert Pattinson has come down with Corona. COVID-19, so Batman has stopped filming. They've halted production.
They're really shutting it down.
I think that's what Twitter, collectively, we all just sighed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's what I said. I said, one person has COVID, you get to shut it down. And they're like, it's Robert Pattinson. I'm like, yeah, maybe shut it down.
You know, obviously, hopefully he gets better soon and has a good recovery. But, yeah, you have to shut it down, especially Pattinson. What?
You don't got to shut it down, no. Why can't you just
do scenes? He's the main character.
Why can't you just do scenes that he's not in? They're shutting down the whole production.
Well, I think it is more of they don't want it to spread.
Get me out there, man.
What are you going to do? Replace him?
I don't know if you're like,
give him ideas.
To be a stunt double.
No.
Or you're going to cure the virus.
You're telling me you can't shoot scenes that he's not in? You got to shut down production?
Well then you got to go back. You got to test everybody he's on scenes with, make sure they don't have it.
Just rapid testing.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're doing the mass testing right now. What if Catwoman's got it? Catwoman and Batman are always doing things.
It's all the what ifs.
And it is. It's hard to shoot the movie with the Batman not there when the movie's called Batman.
Yeah, just for morale purposes. I want to shoot my scenes even if he's not in it. I want him on set. I want him looking over.
Dude, that's like I saw a...
He doesn't tell you you do good, but he gives like a little like a Stannis look and walks away.
He's not a rah-rah guy. He's not going to tap you on the butt, but maybe one day.
I was watching an interview with the guy that played Gamble on Dark Knight, and he was saying that Heath Ledger was staying in full costume, full makeup for like 16 hours. And reading, like, he was, like, reading his lines, like, perfectly, like, how he would do it in the movie to everyone when they were doing scenes, like, offset.
He was that dedicated to that role.
So, what, you want Pattinson just while he's in quarantine dressed as the Bat?
Well, I said that because you brought up that you want Pattinson there, and that just made me think of what Heath Ledger did.
No, I think that's a point where when somebody is so committed, it is like an athlete. They always said Tim Duncan was so coachable, so the other guys had to fall in line.
Right.
If the main coach is yelling at the star player, what are you going to say? You can't clap back at the coach.
Yeah.
And if Heath Ledger, the big star of the movie, is that committed, it does. It adds some morale. But for this case in particular, talking about this virus and talking about what it means for these productions, it has become so extreme. There are the two extreme sides where the virus is harmless and it's never going to harm you. And you have to wear a mask. We shouldn't be working. The entire world should still be shut down. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of room to wiggle in.
It's like with the schools right now. If one school shuts down, everyone's shutting down.
For this situation in particular, you would think that one case doesn't mean you have to shut down production. Right. The one case being your main actor.
I mean,
I guess you do.
Honestly, it's a fucking movie, right? And obviously we all want to see this movie and we're anticipating it, but you have to shut down 2 weeks for production.
Yeah.
Grand scheme of things, that means nothing. It's like, I don't know, they're not building rockets here.
Like, yeah, like is this 2 weeks going to add like that much more time into the movie getting released?
I would say that Batman movies have done way more for society than rockets.
You weren't around in 1969 when we got to the moon, huh?
No. What did that do for us? We got some moon rocks?
Yeah, we showed Russia who's boss.
Put the flag there?
Yeah, we got the big dick in the fucking town.
We got the big dick in throughout the town.
Yeah.
We faked it, so. We faked our moon.
You're one
orgasm.
Of those.
No, you are.
No, I believe we went to the moon.
Oh, yeah? That one you believe in?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
But, yeah, I'll take. I mean, there's a lot of older people on set, too. You don't want to risk anything. So if you have to shut down for 2 weeks, shut down for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that is true. You want to...
And, you know, what's that old saying? Better safe than sorry. I think that holds... I think we need to bring that back. People need to start doing that.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Men, mostly. Because I say men die more frequently than women.
I think we all die the same, right?
Younger.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's what I meant to say.
If you were like... Do you guys have like an optimal age where you want to die?
I think, well, it's different, because I think nowadays you're seeing older people doing more.
Shoot me an age that you want to die on.
70s and you're 60.
All right, so if you're like 82, you're 82, so you're not that old. You're old as shit, but 82 is like not as old as it was.
Yeah, once I just look like a bag.
But you're like shitting on yourself. Do you want to, like, you want to be out, right?
No. Once I just look like an old guy, then just kill me.
Really? The old guy look?
I can't wait to grizzled. Look like an old guy. Yeah.
You've seen some shit. I just don't want to feel like an old guy.
Gray, wrinkles, you know, bony.
No, you could work the gray. You could work the gray look, you know. I want a lot of older people who look young. But there's like a certain point where you go from being like, oh, he looks good for being old, to like, yeah.
Well, not everyone's going to look good when you're old. But I wouldn't mind being an ugly old person. Because there's a wisdom there.
You know, I want to be like 80.
You're hunching. You know, you're yelling at people.
Yeah, like if I could
I
be 80.
I will enjoy that. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of parts. Of
you're already old. You already are an old man. Yeah. All you do is complain and hunch over.
But like, I know if I wanted to.
But you're like, once I feel actual. Yeah.
Give me 80 telling tall tales to like my grandkids.
What tales do you got to tell?
Oh, Ted's living until like 97.
No. I don't want to be the grandpa in the corner shitting on himself.
Yeah.
You will be.
Put me on my misery. I want to go out, like, saving somebody.
Of course you do. You're such...
Well, it also depends, too. Like, if you have grandchildren, I guess you want to see them grow up or whatever.
I want to see them to, like, 10.
Or whatever.
I want them to, like, just barely remember me. Just know I was around, though.
Do you remember Grandpa? Kinda. That?
Yeah, he used to say all the funny stuff. He used to steal everything when we take him out. You know, you couldn't take him anywhere.
You know what I get sad, though? Like, when I see, like, an old couple and one of them dies and the other one's just alone. That always makes me sad.
Better bring down the pod.
Yeah, I love how we're just getting gradually more and more depressing. Yeah. Like, you want to be the grandpa that the kids
At least when Ted goes out, Elena will still be pretty young, so she can go out. What do you got, another 10 years?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'm going long, man.
Yeah, by then, Elena will find her new husband that she's going to get buried with.
Yeah,
not happening.
Plot you guys got together.
Plot, yeah. Not happening.
Yeah, so that's Batman. Hopefully that they can get back to
Was
work
it?
Soon. Yeah, I think so. I do like Ted's point about get me out there. I have ideas.
Yeah.
What do you?
I can push this fucking. I can push
are
this fucking.
Are you
going to
open up like
going?
A Corona consultation business? Well, it's like, are you like, having issues on your movie set or in your local Burger King?
Give me a call. We'll work it out.
I'm Teddy. I've got some ideas.
Just the same idea to everyone. Yeah, I don't know, man. Depends on how you're feeling. If you're good, they'll go out there.
Let me feel your forehead.
Put my lips to his forehead.
Yeah. Nah, come on. You're not that warm.
Parents really fucking... That was the ultimate... There's things like parents do you realize that were just complete nonsense.
Lips to the forehead, bro.
It's like, yeah, we have thermometers for a reason. But it's like, oh, no, your hand. It's like, yeah, I trust you.
Was I the only one whose parents got mad at them when they were sick? That didn't happen with you guys, huh? Yeah, no, my mom, when if I came downstairs and said, Mom, I'm sick, it was a whole thing. First of all, I wasn't sick. I was lying.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Second of all, I'm going to fall behind in class, never make it up, one day.
And you're going to fail out.
Yeah. And then third, I was grounded for being sick.
Elena does
also,
that shit right now.
I realized that parents only taught you how to ride a bike, so they don't have to drive you anywhere.
That's what I'm doing. Getting back on the bike early.
Rides with parents, too, back in the day. They wouldn't give you a ride for anything.
Yeah, like, that's what I didn't have a problem
with.
Like,
you have a fucking car. Take
my
me.
Mom didn't let me go anywhere, but when she did, she would give me a ride.
If my mom would always pick me up or drop me off, but that's all she was doing. I needed a ride home or there. Like she would do either or, but it was only one of them.
Right. Shout out to Kathy.
Yeah. You know what the worst was? I saw a lot of memes. It was like sports players. Like, yeah, you're on a half hour drive to like wherever you're going. And you left your cleat home.
Oh, the jersey.
Or the shoes, yeah.
The jersey always happened with us, dude. We always had that away game. So I brought the wrong jersey.
Do you guys have it? I don't know why I just thought of this, but do you guys ever have a dream where you're trying
you
to
ever have
do something, but you can't do it? Like, yesterday, I had a dream last night where I was trying to
I have a couple realities like that.
But like, no, I was like in the city for some reason. I had to get to Penn Station and I didn't know how to get there from where I was. So I was trying to put it into my GPS and it just wouldn't work. Like, I could not do it. I couldn't spell it right. And I just kept having the same problem.
That's
over
how I feel
and over
when
again.
I'm drunk
that
and doing that.
That happens, dude.
Or like something like that.
That's the worst. When you're drunk and you can't type in where you want to go.
I thought you were going to say, where you're drunk and you can't drive where you want to go.
No.
No, yeah, that happens to me all the times in dreams, dude, where you're trying to call somebody and you just can't get the right number in. Happens to me all the time.
I fucking hate it. I woke up, I'm like...
I usually have a dream where I'm
figure
in a...
Figure it out.
Yeah. I was mad at my dream self.
I'm in a dangerous situation.
This could have been a pleasant dream.
Trying to call 911, and I can never call 911.
It's only three letters. I mean, I had to type in a whole address.
Numbers.
Fuck.
Any more stories? We have that Francis Ford Coppola Godfather Part 3 story. You guys hear about that?
No.
No.
Yeah, apparently he is going to restore, re-edit... and retitle Godfather Part 3.
Part 4?
No, it's going to be Part 3.
It's going to be the retitle?
It's going to be a new cut. It's going to be called something, I think, Michael Corleone, Godfather Part 3, the death of Michael Corleone.
How much? I'm not really familiar with that. How?
Because Godfather 3 sucks.
Yeah.
Right. So what's renaming and like re-editing going to do?
This is from Discussing Film. Francis Ford Coppola is developing a new version of The Godfather 3 titled The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. The film will have a new beginning, ending, and rearranged scenes. Coppola says it's a more appropriate conclusion.
Wow.
So.
Took him long enough.
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's become more acceptable for filmmakers to do this now, to release new cuts of your film.
Yeah, it's a new mainstream thing. Yeah. Hey, you fucked up? Let's fix it right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't hate that. I don't hate that this is the movie that they're picky to do, because obviously it still bothers him, the reception that this movie had.
Do you think there's like a avenue where it's just a whole different movie in terms of how it's perceived? Because I feel like it might be a little better. It might be more cohesive, or it might flow better, but at the end of the day,
people really hate this movie that much, or like just don't like it.
I don't think it's a hatred as much as like it's kind of like maybe it's like a Game of Thrones scenario where, let's say, Godfather Part 1 and 2 or like the early seasons of Game of Thrones where there's masterpieces and then they kind of fizzled out. I don't think Godfather Part 3 is hated as much as maybe like Season 8, but it's definitely not to the standard of the previous two.
Godfather 3 is so goddamn boring. And they're trying to recreate the magic of the first two, and it just doesn't work. And it feels like a movie where Michael Corleone is supposed to be older. I don't know what year this movie is supposed to take place in. I was talking about this with my brother-in-law a couple weeks ago. When is this movie supposed to take place? Because Michael Corleone looks 20, 30 years older, but everything looks the same. It looks like the same New York, the same outfits, the same settings. So I wouldn't even be opposed to remaking this movie entirely. Or it's not even necessary, because like you said, it's not something that came along and ruined Part 1 and Part 2, because it doesn't really change anything. It really is just showing how Michael Corleone tried to redeem himself and failed miserably, because you can't outrun your past. And that's the message of the movie. It's just not executed very well.
You don't need that
for Michael Corleone, because his ending in Part 2 kind of already solidifies that. He's all alone. He's looking out the door. He's looking out the window to the wide ocean. Just murdered his brother.
How would you feel if they were going to do a they were going to remake Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Just
I would kill myself.
Really? If they did like
1, 2, and 3, that would be so disrespectful. Part 4,
Are those untouchable?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, eventually it will happen.
Yeah.
And it was trending the other day on Twitter because someone tweeted, what's a movie that's definitively better than the book? And The Godfather is always the most frequent answer.
Well, you said you also think, speaking of cuts, about Miguel Sapochnik said that he is... Well, there was a scene where the Night King, like, in action, and they cut it out.
Yeah, well, they say it was, the guy said that no one wanted to see a 30-minute fight with a spear or some shit.
At the end of an 80-minute battle, do I really care if the Night King's got some fancy moves with his spear?
I do.
I think he's right about this. I think he's right in that it's already been 80 minutes, he hasn't done anything. Why were we going to give him a big fight?
Well, I guess, like, remember that moment when he has that final showdown with Jon? I think that would have been cool. I don't know if it would change it for a lot of people, because I think people are just upset that he died at the end.
One of my big complaints is that the White Walkers don't really fight. He doesn't really fight. But if he would just randomly fight at the end and then get killed, that would piss me off even more. If he did this incredible move with the spear. Yeah. Look how powerful he is. And then
ninja moves.
Because that's the thing that they never did with this character, is that they built him up to have this mysterious power, that the full power we haven't seen yet, and we never saw it. And I doubt a couple of moves, like he said, with a sword is going to really change anything about that episode.
Yeah.
He was the one who wanted to kill off everybody in that episode, so apparently there were a lot of things he wasn't allowed to do.
I don't know, it's tough. Someone said in the comments, it was like, well, it's kind of smart that none of them fought, because if they died, a huge chunk of their army goes down, which is true. But I feel like that's like a thing they added, right?
Yeah, no, that's just a stupid thing that they added.
Yeah.
And we had wondered if that was going to be false, that assumption. Because John even says that it's not that simple. And then it was. They really messed up with the foreshadowing with this show. They foreshadowed so much, and they left it all on the cutting room table. And I can understand the frustration where people are, you know, making a quote like this, you have to know what you're setting yourself up for.
You guys done with the Game of Thrones talk? Is the Game of Thrones podcast now?
Always has been.
Well, we are, yeah.
Always has been, yeah. I saw my favorite version of that meme the other day. It was
the 2K one?
No, the astronaut was looking at the world and he goes, "It's a wonderful world." And the astronaut behind him had a bouquet of roses and said, "It's always has been." Guys, want to go to fan questions?
Sure. Did you ask?
We got some from last week.
You always say that.
Lots happened since now and last week.
What do you mean? I've got some from last week. You want me to ask for new ones?
Check the email. You always plug the email. I feel like you don't check it enough. It could be a diamond in a rough in there.
That's for the fan to decide.
Yay! People, you call up to the show, you better be ready. That's what you're supposed to do. Sitting there arguing and trying to spell your name and all of this other stuff. It's not your show, it's my show. I'm giving you the opportunity to speak your mind. Don't call up here unless you got something to say.
This question here from Evan Birchfield. What's up, Evan? Do you have any predictions for the upcoming NFL season? Yes, I don't think it's going to happen.
Really?
No, I think it will.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't, just for your sake.
You guys want to hear about my fantasy team?
It's rude. I got my draft on the 8th, dude. I'm pumped.
That was a test. If you said yes, I would not be friends with you guys anymore.
Yeah, no. I mean, no.
Did the Bucks deadass sign Leonard Fournette?
Yeah, they deadass did.
That's too many. I don't know.
I can't wait for
that. There's too many players, man. Yeah. There's too many mouths.
Remember when
to
the Eagles
were
the dream team? Vince Young said that.
What?
They just weren't. They'll make the playoffs, but they're not making it anywhere.
Everyone's always, I even said it, that like I can't wait to see Brady without Belichick now. But it's like he went from Belichick to Arians, who's a great coach. So it's like it's not that much of a difference. So like he's, I think he's still going to be Tom Brady.
Not much of a difference, Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick. Many people are saying that.
What?
There's a huge difference between Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick.
Bruce Arians is a great coach. It's not like he's going from...
He's not Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he's not Belichick.
I never said he was Bill Belichick.
The difference
I'm
is
that
Belichick
not,
is not an offensive coach, right?
He's not...
Belichick is always a guy who focuses on defense.
Yeah.
So the argument, too, that Brady's had Belichick... I mean, he's had great defenses behind him, but...
See, I don't know what I'd rather see, because I hate both of them, Brady and Belichick. So if Brady goes and wins and proves Belichick's been a fraud this whole time, that'll be pretty cool.
First of all, not proving anyone's been a fraud. That narrative needs to stop. They've won 6 Super Bowls, man.
If Belichick wins and proves Brady's a fraud, then that works too.
Brady's also...
If Brady goes to the playoffs, but Belichick wins, it's a wash.
I hope they both do shitty and
Brady's
it's like,
also
wow, they just needed each other.
No.
He's 43, bro.
I'm rooting
crazy.
For both of them, actually. First of all, I'm rooting for Cam Newton.
Yeah,
you,
man,
you hyped up for years now because he's on the because of your false sense
you
of tribalism.
You love Cam
because I live in New York and they live in Boston. I have to hate them.
They just named Cam Newton the starter today.
I don't hate him because he lives in Boston. I hate him because he plays for the Patriots.
You guys never compete with them though.
But you're a Knicks fan. You love LeBron.
It's not like the Patriots are stopping the Jets from success all these years. It's not like if those damn Patriots weren't there, we'd have a dynasty. So how can you really hate them? Is what I don't understand.
From that perspective, division rival.
Yeah, but they
we play twice
guys.
A year.
Do you hate Jet fans?
We actually beat them in the 2010.
Right, exactly. I don't care that
playoffs
much.
To go to Eastern, AFC Championship
it's
game.
It's like when the Mets try to be rivals with us.
Beat them week six, right? Week 16.
That's
in
what I love with the fucking Rays, dude. This are you watching this Rays Yankee shit?
Them.
No, but like the Rays like are trying to make a rival, like that, like they're trying to be rivals with the Yankees, and now that it's finding a rivalry, they're fucking crying about it. Are you watching?
Oh yeah.
Are you watching this
shit? Yeah, when we started beaming them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Chapman though, I mean, you can't.
He shouldn't be. Chapman
especially
should not
near all the Chapman.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, seriously.
He's got no control when he's fucking trying to.
I know that's a thing. He could barely get it where he wants it to go. All right, let's go to the next question here from Matthew Sampson. Good old nerd sports talk.
Wait, did we give this guy any predictions?
Yeah, I think we did.
Jets win the division.
Jets win Giants. Jets Giants Super Bowl every year is my prediction. The two teams I'm rooting for. If you guys, who would you guys say? This question here from Matthew Sampson. What's up, Matt? Who would you say is the most underrated artist of your generation? For me, it's Kid Cudi. I feel like he got slept on, but Man on the Moon was so influential, and he's got a huge cult following. Yes, he does. I think Kid Cudi has more of a cult following than he has critical acclaim. I think a lot of his albums have received either positive or mixed to negative. And that is the case with Kid Cudi. His fan base, his fans are crazy.
That's weird that he just brought up Kid Cudi, because I just downloaded both the albums.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I don't hate it, but his shit after Man on the Moon is so bad.
That seems to be everyone's favorite. That and The Pursuit of Happiness, right?
It's tough to say that, because he went through some shit, too.
I liked Wizard. I think that was a pretty good album, too. I think he's made Kids See Ghosts, I think was good. Like, he definitely started off at a point where it's like, this might be the next big star. And then he kind of took a step back and kind of focused on like what he wanted to do, got experimental with a lot of different things. And I don't think it was necessarily bad, but it just didn't have that, I guess, mainstream success where you could just put it on the radio and have like the Drake hits. So he kind of went a different route. And that probably hurt him in terms of, I guess, fame, but I mean, he still has a huge following and he's still making music. So that's definitely a good pick. I think Kanye too, and a little, like, obviously he's one of the bigger artists in the world.
Underrated?
But people don't really recognize him anymore as a musician, and his last few albums haven't been that great.
He's
but,
a psychopath right now.
Well, yeah, obviously, and that kind of clouds people's judgments. And even when he would call himself a genius and people would make fun of him, like, there was a time when, especially his earlier stuff, and I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is probably my favorite album, at least, but one of the best to in any genre to ever be made. And I
that
feel,
whole album has a lot of songs, a lot of good songs on
and
it.
And it's not
actually
without his own doing. He definitely caused this, but I feel like people just don't focus, remember how great of an artist this man seriously was, and a producer as well, just
yeah,
all
definitely.
Around musically.
Dude, I want to say, like, nowadays, underrated, it's like, I feel like Eminem could be on there now, because, like, people are hating on him right now.
Guys picking Eminem and Kanye West. Who's
bro,
the most
people
underrated
are
artist?
I gave a good explanation.
So
I
want
to hear what Teddy has to say.
Underrated artist
people make
of
fun
our
of his
generation.
Last album.
Someone who's
his last three albums that are great. Everyone's shitting on him. It's like,
no. Can you stop?
Well,
can you stop
what?
It? His last three albums were
Kamikaze,
great.
Music to Be Murdered By?
Please, yes.
I wish someone
seriously.
Murdered me when I was listening to that album.
No.
Exactly. Nice guillotine.
Well, your boys.
Don't you just wish Thor would once just beat the fucking piss out of someone with that hammer? Like, murder them. Like, whenever someone
dude.
Gets hit with the Thor hammer, they always go flying backwards. Imagine their chest caved in and they coughed up blood.
Yeah, because, like, when he's fighting villains, he's not fighting, like, superheroes either.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like in Avengers, they're fighting just like aliens.
And usually it's you have some sort of weapon that pierces you, you know? So right. if you get stabbed, you don't have to see the blood. It happens off screen. But with Thor's hammer, I just want to... like him to crunch.
Yeah, you
like Hulk,
lucky.
Dude.
Like, what if he was in Civil War yeah, and just took his hammer to Zemo's chest cavity?
His chest cavity.
And he's, everyone's like, what the fuck,
like,
Thor?
It just went right
it's like, what?
Him.
Isn't he a supervillain? It's like, yeah, not that kind of supervillain. He's more of like, I'll just get lucky and have you guys fight each other, supervillain.
It's a Dawn of Justice, Jesse Eisenberg supervillain. Yeah. You don't kill them.
No, really underrated, though? Griselda's underrated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, all, like that whole crew.
They are underrated, but I'm thinking generation, big picture. Last 20 years, who has been the underrated artist?
Well, I mean, there
I
are
really
guys that hip hop,
not J. Cole, right?
And that people aren't going to know.
Is he too big?
Like, they're with no mainstream success. There are tons of them out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are so many goddamn indie artists and that get the critical acclaim but don't have the mainstream success.
YBN Cordae, too. Anderson .Paak.
But I think Kid Cudi is a good answer. I think he's kind of someone who has become iconic. He was supposed to be, I guess he was supposed to be the next Drake. You know, because you would think that Kid Cudi and Drake are the two biggest disciples of Kanye West and his influence.
So even, like, even more popular names, like Busta Rhymes, everyone knows who he is, but people don't. I don't think people know how good he is, actually.
Who signed
like,
Kid
like,
Cudi?
That Snoop Dogg, too, when he did the verses, and people are like, oh, Snoop Dogg, was this good? Like,
yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
And people are like, kind of surprised, or they didn't know all of his older stuff.
I'm waiting for Teddy to say Jay-Z.
No. Who signed Kid Cudi back in the day? Do
he
you
was
know?
In Good Music with
he was, right?
With Kanye,
right.
Yeah. Remember having a Big Sean?
He's still out there. He's underrated. He has bars, bro.
He was in the studio with Stevie Wonder today.
Oh.
That picture was going on.
Oh, that's nice. Sick.
Yeah. Ted's got Ted's ears perking up.
I like Big Sean.
I like Stevie Wonder.
It's a perfect mix for me and you, huh?
Just sitting there with the headphones on one ear, you know, sharing the headphones.
They're splitting the two fucking Apple headphones.
Yeah. Take a few more fan questions.
I'm so... Yo, I want to know what's going to happen with, like, networking for all these sports upcoming.
What do you mean?
Because NFL owns Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. And you have MLB, NHL, NBA, golf, NFL. Every sport is going on right
now.
It's
going to be fun.
This question here from Anonymous Scout. What did you guys think of the Madden ratings bombing on Metacritic? Did this really happen?
Madden?
I did not
hear about this.
Neither did I.
I wonder what could be the problem. Well, Madden sucks.
Easy.
I know you love this game.
I do love it. I just don't have the time to play
like
every day.
2K.
It gets old, man. It does get boring,
same
but
thing,
I still love it.
Year in and year out. And Madden hasn't done anything to innovate its gameplay in so long. I know I don't buy the new ones, but if you hand me the new Madden game, I could play it because of just what I knew
exactly,
from when
yeah.
I used to play it.
On defense, down D-pad, why?
Yeah.
Press coverage.
And I could still like compete against like my friends who have the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess that's kind of cool because, you know, it's Madden. You just know how to play Madden, but it's just the same game over and over again.
The most frustrating thing about this game is I was just reading an article and they talked about a YouTuber who spliced together footage of Super Bowl celebrations from one game a couple of years ago and from the new game.
Yeah, same thing.
Those minor details are what brings a game to life. And it's that they've never gave a shit about those minor details. Their commentary always sucks. You listen to the 2K commentary, it sounds like they're actually doing it. Like they're there inside of the game commentating.
NFL, 2K, whatever, the one with Terrell Owens on the cover, that franchise
NFL 2K
is better than anything Madden has ever done.
Everyone always
says
like
that. From like 2006.
Yeah, no.
Because it was like interact, like there was like a thing around it. You had like your own house you can go around into, like and collect things. And then
I'll talk about what
there was like
NBA
a presentation
does,
where like halftime, they would show clips from other games going on. Like you were actually in a football Sunday. Madden's just like play your games every week and you'll win a Super Bowl and that's it. Then you just play the next. There's no like anything.
And they used to
it.
Have that for the My Career mode. There was the combine and there was the endorsements. And they tried to bring it to life. But even
NCAA
gameplay,
had a great Heisman, wrote to the Heisman, too.
Well, thanks a lot, college athletes wanting to get paid, ruining that.
It's coming, it's coming back, isn't it?
Pay those kids. No, I don't think it is.
I thought I saw an article that NCAA is coming back.
No way. I hope EA loses the rights. I really do. And I hope this is a wake-up call for them. And 2K as well, because 2K gets away with it. They get too lazy. Then people need to not buy the game. That's really what needs to happen. It's because they know that the NFL is so big and people love Madden. It's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who doesn't buy, the only game he buys every year is Madden. He doesn't give a fuck if the game's good or bad. He's just going to buy Madden.
Yeah.
And he's going to hit me up, be like, yo, you want to play Madden? I'm going to be like, no, Divine, I don't want to play Madden.
I'm forcing myself to not buy it because every sports game I buy, I play for a month or two and I stop playing.
Yeah, how much money did you spend on MLB The Show?
Dude, I at least spend $500 on Stubbs. Makes me sick thinking about it.
I am secondhand sick just thinking about it.
Don't start that because I know you're buying VC and NBA.
You bought me VC once.
You bought me VC too so I can make a player.
Well, I play MLB and I'm like...
But I'm not sick about it.
And like I grind to try to get players for my Diamond Dynasty team. Like right now, you can get Mike Trout. We have to do so many missions, and it's honestly
are you still playing MLB like that?
A headache. Yeah, and like sometimes I sit back. I'm like, this means nothing.
Yeah.
If I get Trout or not, I'm still
gonna
suck at the game no matter what. Just because I had Mike Trout, I'm still not gonna be able to hit. And two, it's like, who cares?
This kid's going to trigger something in my mind right now. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, you're
going to
give him an existential crisis. Come on.
I do that pretty much in every sports game I play when I'm like in like year three of a season. I'm like, who cares? If I win this championship,
tell Nash that and see how
what matters.
See what he says to you.
You do play MLB too much.
I still have fun with it, though.
Can you play God of War or something?
I did play it. But then they released a new... inning program in MLB and I had to grind to get that Bryce Harper.
Dude, I'll never forget. I was in my bed sleeping and you called me. Woke me up. They say that they're giving away diamonds. And I get out of bed and buy a Stubbs and get the diamond. And he wasn't even that good.
I will give MLB credit. From like a game I played, especially with the Diamond Dynasty, like that kind of game mode, it's like they every week they're new content. There's always something new to do. So they keep it fresh. No other game does that.
Next question.
Oh, you want to take one more?
Yeah. One more, yeah. See that tweet I sent in the group? You didn't respond. You didn't think it was funny?
Nah, I think it was funny. Me getting beat up. I know Nash thought it was fucking funny. Asshole was watching, probably.
He gave me an LMAO, all cap.
That's how you know it's funny.
Isn't that the best feeling, though, when you put like a joke in the group text and you get the ha-has and the LOLs?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good feeling.
All right, what's your text back when you actually did laugh? Is it LMFAO? Is it caps? Is it just LOL? If I sent LOL, I thought it was funny, but
yeah,
I'm not laughing.
LOL is more of like it is funny. It's a funny like kind of thing, but it's more of like to express.
You just want to answer, just to show them that. Just
or,
to show that you
or
got.
Sometimes
that.
I'll use it to like express like joking or sarcasm.
LOL, yeah. If you send me a joke,
I'll give you the LMAO.
Yeah, LMFA.
The more O's, the funnier I think it is.
I'm cracking up.
Yeah.
Mine, it means nothing. Usually, everything? If you're getting all caps or a couple of O's, yeah, it's funny. But sometimes I'll send Teddy an L. The LOL, actually, is when it's like the serious laugh. Like the ho-ho-ho-ho-ho.
It's also just
a pure LOL, but Teddy takes offense to that.
I do.
A lot of people do.
Also, too, if you're like, you know, let's just say me and Teddy are talking back and forth, right? He gives me an LOL. I'm like, I'm making this kid crack up. Then, you know, the next time he gives me a fucking LMFAO. I'm like, I really got him this time, but what about last time? He didn't really
What's LOL?
Wait, was that not funny?
Yeah.
Your whole idea of what's funny. I love the tweet where it's like she started LMFAO in caps and now it's just ha ha ha. I've lost her, fellas. This question here for Teddy, actually, from Sophia at Sophia Feliciano. Wow, my mother's maiden name, Feliciano.
That's pretty cool. Should you cut that? Is that an edit?
That's fine.
What's your last four numbers of your social security?
What is Teddy's favorite reptile? And then someone wrote, nice question. That's a good question.
Favorite reptile.
This question even got a retweet.
I do like...
From Teddy.
From someone that's not following us.
I want to get like a Komodo dragon, like the tiny ones that you can keep in the cage. It's
pretty cool. Komodos are the big ones.
No, they have tiny ones, don't they?
Do they have miniature...
Baby ones.
Have they been breeding them to become miniature Komodos? And they have a bunch of health problems?
Actually, I had a lizard when I was a kid. This is a funny story. I had a lizard and I was like 12, and I had to buy crickets for him to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my mom go to the store, we buy the crickets, put them in the crate, go to sleep, and I wake up and the crickets ate the fucking lizard.
What the fuck?
Swear to God. Woke up, my lizard was eaten alive. It was horrible. It was a horrible
Jesus
scene.
Jesus Christ.
Turns out, we brought the whole thing to the guy that sold us the crickets, because we thought maybe he gave us like...
The wrong crickets?
Yeah, and he did. Well, it was our fault. We ordered too big of crickets, and my lizard couldn't eat the crickets, so they ate them.
That is the most
horrifying. It was horrifying.
I've ever heard in my life.
I woke up, the lizard, it was just like a head, and it had all, like, his body, his whole had chunks bitten out of it. It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
I was buried traumatized him in my backyard. By Pepper killing that bunny the other day. This would have ruined me.
Should I tweet the rat that Hunter caught?
I mean, don't tweet it, but that was a big-ass rat.
Yeah, dude. You poured it out like it was a trophy. It was so funny.
You want to take one more?
Yeah.
A quick one. I'll just start soon.
This question here from Chris Ehrman. Who are you more afraid of, John Wick after you killed his dog, or the Mandalorian after you steal Baby Yoda?
That's tough.
I'm still afraid of John Wick.
Yeah. I feel like I could take
Mandalorian,
Mando.
Dude. You can take who?
You could take Mando?
If I had, like, future tech?
What are you going to do to him? If you had future tech, you'd be bumbling.
You're going to kick his fucking shield and...
You'd
hurt
be the
shit.
Guy that starts the jetpack and it goes and then crashes.
But not like, I'm not going to face him head up. That would be a suicide, but...
Oh, you're going to strategize?
Yeah.
You have a plan? You have a trap for him?
Yeah.
Fucking predator.
In the woods, I'll like put like a bunch of branches and leaves and he steps in it and falls in a big pit.
Either that or you do like the rope with his leg and he's hanging upside down.
Wick's not falling for that. I think Mando's a little clumsy. He got bopped a little. He got roughed up.
Yeah, by monsters and other bounty hunters.
Yeah.
You're the bounty hunter Wick. That he was helping in episode 5.
Mandalorian, he's getting matched by bounty hunters. Wick is destroying other members in his like.
I still can't get over John Wick when he finally finds Theon in that first movie, and you're thinking he's going to give the hero speech. Like, I finally avenged my dog and my wife. He just pops him in the head. It's amazing.
That's badass.
See, I'm more scared of stealing Baby Yoda. He might force me up.
Oh, you're afraid of Baby Yoda, what he'll do?
Yeah.
I don't think. See, he doesn't really know. He
does. Maybe Yoda uses it when he has to. He knows.
If you're
when
friendly
he has
to him, you can fool him.
Exactly.
You could be like,
stupid
"I'm actually."
Baby.
Yeah. At this point, no. He's seen some stuff. He probably knows. I can't wait for Mando season 2, October 30th.
Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about that.
Good way to end the pod.
Well, there's not much to say. It's Cliff coming out October 30th.
I know. I'm more excited for it.
There was some news. You see that? I think it was like Grace Randolph. She said something big, and they had to re-edit the trailer. And then the next day, they're like, no, it's coming out.
That's so great that Mando...
Oh, they responded to her?
No, but they just...
I loved her
the next
tweet
day,
when,
they just like...
I didn't love it,
it's
but...
It's coming out.
She's so ridiculous. When Chadwick Boseman died, she was like, out of respect for Chadwick and his family, I won't talk about this news until Monday. Maybe Tuesday.
Okay.
Everyone was like,
You just did.
Like, everyone in the world was waiting for Grace Randolph to tell us when she was going to be covering what would happen with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Well, I understand, like, obviously we talked about him, and it's right to pay respect. And
well, did you see the Looper thing?
That's what I'm saying. They had, like, 5 videos. It's like, obviously channels that are big into movies and film, that means a lot. Like, he's a big part of our lives and other people, so to talk about him, give him respect, and kind of do it that way, but not the, what does this mean for this character? What is this going? 5
they
different
really
videos.
Sat there.
No, you can do that later.
Let's do 17 videos. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Each video is a letter. And then the
all
video
monetized.
Of R is about... Yeah, all monetized.
Yeah.
All just 10 minutes long.
So...
No,
yeah.
The way that people just are vultures, man.
I mean, obviously, like, not going to lie, over like the past week, I'm a fan of Marvel. I'm kind of interested to see what's going forward. But, you know, give it some time. Wait a little. And then once everyone's allowed to reassess...
Right, that was a Screen Rant article, right?
Yeah.
What does this mean for Black Panther
2? Yeah, it's like, wait for, like, for the grief.
That's
wait
what you
for
care about
cast
right now?
Members to grieve. Wait for the, like, everything to, like, you know, and then maybe you can have that conversation.
Is that really helping your business, too? You needed those clicks? Like, dude, if we're not going to fill our quota unless we get these extra clicks.
So
maybe you shouldn't be in this business. That's the thing. If you're not doing it because you love it, and obviously that's such a naive thing to say when it is kind of like Hollywood. That's what coverage of Hollywood has become, and has become very Hollywood-esque, where everyone's just trying to make a buck, man. And sometimes I can understand you want to make money, you want to run your business, but...
But that's the worst part about it, is that they do it like that.
Turn your shit off, man. Read a fucking room. It was, I forget, I wanted to mention something else, but I'll just say that, yeah. These people, the way that they... Dollar signs in their eyes, man. They can't turn it off.
They could turn the pot off, though.
Yeah, no, we could turn the spot off, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's the Nerds Who Podcast. Thanks
else?
For... Nope, that's good.
You got hockey, right?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Flyers.
They're not about to blow the 3-1 comeback, are they?
Why would you even mention that?
they were all 3-1, right?
Oh, my
it's
God.
3-2. It's not like it's 3-3, right?
The Nuggets did the 3-1 comeback. I can't believe that.
3-1 comebacks
are
in the air.